podcasting now.
You're listening to a Dom in the Morning with Emily and Jeremy podcast.
Go. All right, we're changing her name. We're going to call her Sarah. And of course, I put the H on it. So we have that. She says, Dom and crew, I understand that as parents, we need to pick our battles because otherwise we'd be cracking down on our kids every day. I need to know if you guys think selfies should be one of those battles. She writes, my daughter is 14. She's had a cell phone since she turned 12. What is up? What up with this infatuation with selfies? She has an Instagram page that is practically nothing but selfies, most of them with the most ridiculous faces a girl can make. There's more than 100 of them on there. We've had some talks about it, but nothing serious. Like I said, I'm trying to pick my battles, but I think an intervention might be necessary for a selfie addict. Please don't use my name, so we're going to call her Sarah.
Yes.
Yes, the crew here is very familiar with that. I have a family member whose Instagram page is nothing but selfies.
Every single freaking picture.
Every single picture, and we make fun of her. It's very, very awkward.
This topic has come up before with me and my friends. They are parents to a 14-year-old and a 12-year-old, and same thing with their Instagrams. And they do these little hand things, so they it almost looks like a peace sign, but it's actually an F for like fabulous, I believe. And so that's, so they're doing the duck lips and then they're doing this little almost like,
is that what that is?
Yeah, it's like almost like a peace sign in every picture. Oh, and I get really scared because they will take down a selfie if it doesn't get, you know, like 50 likes within the first 4 minutes or something. They're like, oh my God, this must not be a good selfie. I better take another one. And I just feel like they're putting so much emphasis on it and they're taking so many of them. There's, I think it's like a social problem. There's something wrong in these girls' minds and it really scares the crud out of me.
Well, I would suppose it falls into the category of needing constant validation, mm-hmm. like
that's
over and
is.
Over again. Like you need validation every day from people or you crumble.
It's, right.
That's how my brain sees it. Now, it could be other people are like, oh, no. There's another reason. Selfies are good for such and such. But when you've got an Instagram page with over 100 pictures of just your face, after a while, why is there a reason to
you
even
get
go
blocked
look at
after
that?
A while?
Yeah, you totally get
what's
blocked.
New? You got a hat. Sometimes you have a scarf. Sometimes it's a new pair of earrings.
How about with that Instagram page? You turn the phone around and you take a picture of something else that's really interesting.
There's something
to
share. In the
world?
Or
you just don't take a picture at all.
There is. Or you shut down the page. So Sarah's just wanting to know if other parents deal with this. And so we're going to ask you at 303-631-1649, are you the parent who is frustrated with the accumulation of selfies? Would you talk to your daughter about it? Would you sit her down and make her
slap the phone out of her hand?
I think an intervention is a great idea.
So Sarah's saying, do I have an intervention and say, come on, or do I just pick my battles?
Stop it, duck lips.
And move on. Here's Sherry. Hi, Sherry. Welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you.
What's your thought on this?
I think it's kind of narcissistic because I have a daughter that's younger and she does that all the time on Instagram with, you know, the lips out and the fingers and they do that little peace sign or whatever they're doing, mm-hmm. you know, like, and all the time. And I'm like always on Instagram. As soon as she gets in the car from school, she's like, can I see your phone? And she does it. And I think it's a problem. And I think Sarah definitely should intervene. I don't think it's about, you know, choosing your battles. I think that's kind of a narcissistic behavior. And in our society, these kids actually don't know how to communicate. Mm-hmm. They do it all through self-expression.
Well, you realize
like
you're sounding like an old person now.
Or is it just a new form of communication that we're not familiar with?
So you're telling exactly. Sarah to do an intervention. Have you done it? Have you stopped your daughter from doing it?
Definitely.
Yeah.
Yes.
Right.
We monitor it. Yes, we do. We have an older daughter that is 23. She's a teacher. She doesn't do it. And the 16-year-old boy doesn't do it. But the 11-year-old does. And it's funny because even now her friends will get in the car. And if you even say, oh, you look really cute today, it's not thank you. It's I know. I don't get it.
Well, it's definitely, obviously it's narcissistic. But what's funny about that is that in some people, and this is not just kids, this is adults too, As long as other people are narcissistic also, then it's okay. Right. If you were by yourself being narcissistic, it's one thing. But as long as a bunch of your friends are self-absorbed also, then it makes it okay, right? I'm glad you called. Have a great day, all right?
You too. Thank you.
Thanks a lot.
Did you guys see the story the other day that there were a few young adults in front of a blazing house fire taking a selfie in front of the fire so the firemen saw and turned the hose on?
Yeah.
All right.
I've never wanted a fireman more.
Here's Jen. Good morning, Jen.
Good morning.
What do you think about this note from Sarah?
Well, I have a 14 and a 15, well, almost 15 and 16, and I definitely, you know, feel like you have to pick your battles. And my kids do the selfies all the time, too. I hate them. I think they're kind of weird, but I think it's really important that I don't ever really talk to them about it, except, you know, sometimes they'll say, oh, you know, that one's really cute, or what were you doing here? But my concern is that if I really make this an issue, then if for some reason they're doing something that is more unsafe, like if their pictures become promiscuous or they're having dangerous behavior, I want to be able to address that. And if I've been all over them about, you've posted, you know, so many of these pictures and that's really a problem, I want to save my words of I'm concerned for when it really is something that is big.
Yeah, and I think that's what I think that's what Sarah's expressing. So you're kind of on. I guess you're thinking the same way she is, and I think that's cool. And Jen, I appreciate you taking the time to call us today.
Absolutely, I love the show. Listen all the time. Thanks
that's
so much.
Sweet of you to say. Thank we you. Really appreciate it. Have a great day.
Hugs.
You too.
Selfie.
Bye-bye.
That's nice. Here's Marcia. Hi, Marcia.
Hi there.
What's your thought on this?
I have three teenage girls.
Oh, bless your heart.
Selfies all day long. And sometimes, you know, I sit back and laugh. Sometimes I even try to crash their selfie.
Yeah, girl.
That's the best.
But what I find is they're just using that usually as a form of communication with their friends, and it's usually on the funny side. And I do not see there are much bigger battles to fight than them joking around with selfies.
I mean, really, what are they hurting?
There is no harm. Unless there's some sort of self-esteem harm that's going on. And I always hate that term. I'm anti the big thing on self-esteem. But I think in this case, it could be doing some sort of mental self-esteem damage. Like I was saying earlier, that they have to be validated every 5 minutes.
Right, yeah. Like if they don't get 50 likes, they take it down.
I don't think that's good for a kid. But you're right. On the surface, there's no harm. It's not like they're going and vandalizing anything.
Right. So. And if maybe you're finding that your kids are really putting that much weight on the selfies, I know my kids, and when I see their friends and what they're doing, they're simply out there to either make people laugh, or they really don't care whether people like them or not.
They're enjoying the laughs.
Yeah, don't be fooled, Marcia. They care. They care a great deal about whether they're liked or not. That's the driving force in a kid's world. Hey, I'm glad you called. Thanks for being on the show.
No problem. Have a great morning.
You as well. You know, the interesting thing about this, I do a lot of work with teenagers anyway in schools and stuff like that. And what I've always found really interesting is the contradiction because what happens to you when you're a kid and a teenager, you want to be rebellious and you want to stand out and you want to be unique, right? I need to be my own individual. They'll do that, right? Mm-hmm. But the contradiction is that they all do the same thing and call it being an individual. So they'll all take the same kind of selfies, the same faces, all of that, and proudly proclaim that they're an individual. And if you ever point that out to a kid, it's really interesting to see the light bulb go off over their head. It's like, oh my God, I'm just like everybody else.
I'm a sheeple.
Yeah, that's exactly right. It's kind of funny. There's a contradiction there, but... Oh, hell, we were teenagers, too, and we did stupid stuff.
Make sure you like us on Facebook. Just search Dom in the Morning with Emily and Jeremy.